Kipling, Kipling Town Council held their regular meeting on November 13. At that meeting, council decided to renew the trademark for the red paperclip that made the community famous. The total cost of the renewal is $3,500 for the next 10 years, barring any changes to the 13 classes associated with the trademark. Initially filed back in 2006, the trademark was officially registered in 2009 after some legal back and forth. Mayor Patricia Jackson noted how people continue to associate the brand with Kipling as she recounted reaction to the branded pin she wears. People still come up to me and say, "That's the town with the red paperclip," and they're wildly excited, she told council. Council agreed unanimously with the decision. "It is part of our branding, so it should be maintained," noted Councillor Don Johnson. The big red paperclip itself continues to be a local attraction, in turn bolstering local business as well. "There are people at that paperclip in the summer multiple times daily," explained Gail Dacu, SAO with the town of Kipling, adding that tourists often linger in town visiting local businesses. "In the winter time, I would say probably weekly. It is just amazing the amount of people that come to town and stop and get their picture taken with the clip." Emo appointed Lyndon Damon has been appointed as emergency measures officer, replacing Bruce Dash, who resigned from the position in February. The Emo is jointly appointed by the town and RMs of Kingsley and Hazelwood. Locals may recall back in the substantial 2011 flooding in the area when the Emergency Measures Committee was activated. "We were active for about 3 months with all the flooding and it worked very, very well," SAO Gail Dacu explained. "It was exhausting and nobody ever wants to do it again, but it is an excellent thing to have in place." She also pointed out the importance of having an emergency plan in a community should disaster strike. "Everybody knows their role and it really works well," she said. "But if you don't have a plan in place, then it can be a bit of a nightmare." Under legislation, the town is required to have an emergency plan and appoint an EMO. Committee appointments. Committee appointments for councillors stayed the same for 2024 with the following roles: Health Foundation Rep, Colby Sproat. Budget Committee, Council as a whole. Joint Community Center Committee, Devin Draper. SE Library Rep, Michaela Stender. Veterinary Board, James Gallagher. Human Resources, Mayor Patricia Jackson, Stender, Sproat, Gallagher. Leisure Services Committee, Gallagher, Tyler Vargo, Sproat. Communities Lotteries Grant, Gallagher, Vargo, Sproat, Stender. Kidsport Committee, Jackson, Don Johnson, Stender, and Gallagher. Joint Leisure Services Committee, Vargo and Gallagher. Planning and Development, Jackson, Johnson, Draper and Sproat. Police Commissioner, Jackson. Joint Fire Committee Reps, Draper and Sproat. School Community Council, Stender. Joint Airport Committee Rep, Vargo. Southeast Transportation Committee, SETPC, Rep, Johnson. Joint Road Committee Reps, Gallagher and Sproat. Utilities, Draper, Gallagher, and Vargo. Moose Mountain Pipestone Creek Watershed Association, MMPCWA, Draper and Sproat. The mayor is ex officio on all committees of council, which means that he or she is a member of all committees with voting privileges. Public Committees, Auditor, Dudley and Company. Building Inspector, Professional Building Inspections. Fire Chief, Ken Nordle. Poundkeeper, Public Works Department. SE Regional Library, Christina Weeding, Don Manns, Hilda Highmore, DJ Palmer. Solicitor, Robert Gillis Law Office. RCWRA, Dwayne Leicht. Weed Inspector, Greg Push. Board of Revision, Western Municipal Consulting. Development Appeals Board, Western Municipal Consulting. Variance approved. Council approved a reduction in a side yard variance, accommodating a development application for a garage on a property. Motion to acquire house title. Council passed a motion to proceed with the request for title on a vacant house. Currently, it is unknown if the house is in shape to be habitable. Hopefully, in this day and age with the housing shortage we've got going on here, it would be great if it was livable, Dacu noted. Pump repair. The West Lift Station pump is in need of some attention, with the concern brought to the council table. An inspection by Municipal Utilities showed that there was some wear on it, Dacu explained. The cost to repair the pump is $7,470.66, which is less than half of the amount to purchase a new unit. While regular maintenance is performed on the pumps, DACU doesn't recall having to send one away for repairs for at least the past 20 years. The lift station operates on two pumps, and the east pump will be more than adequate to meet the needs of the lift station while repairs take place. Sask Housing Settlement. In a correspondence item, council was advised that the town will receive a surplus of $1,436.12 as the 2022 municipal share for the profit made by the Kipling Housing Authority. Applications close for town job. Council learned that there were 8 applications for a public works position available in the town of Kipling. The deadline for applications was November 8, and DACU will be conducting interviews to fill the lone position. Saskatoday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.